6 months after we got the report from the Royal Commission into Youth Detention, the Northern Territory's detention centres are back in crisis. There have been weekly riots, officers injured in assaults, and the attempted suicide of a teenage girl. Jane Barden reports.
When the ABC was allowed back into Darwin's Dondale Youth Detention Centre, things had changed. New sports and education programmes were in place. And corrections regime trappings, the restraint chairs and spit hoods were gone. But since the ABC visited late last year, the improvements seem to have unravelled fast. The CPSU union rep for youth justice staff, Kay Densley, says confused management direction about changing detention has broken down discipline.
There was a riot a week or so ago. We've had incidents where they've been on the roof, etc. And these are the sorts of things that happen when there's low staffing numbers and untrained staff. It's very dangerous.
Detainees are angry understaffing has kept them locked into cell blocks when they would normally be out for activities.
You need to have a safe amount of people around to be able to monitor situations and to be able to go to get showers and be fed, etc.
The government is now recruiting more staff. Ken Davies leads the department running detention.
We have had, I'm not denying that there have been issues around staffing challenges.
Why have we not heard about the incidents that have happened in detention?
There are lots of incidents that occur inside youth detention centres that have to be managed, and so we can't report everything.
3 weeks ago, staff only just stopped a teenage girl from dying by suicide in her cell in time. Why would someone with that mental health state be in detention in this day and age?
Clearly, we were keeping a very close eye on that young person when those issues emerged. She definitely is not in the youth detention centre now.
The government hasn't honoured the Royal Commission recommendation that children under 14 shouldn't be detained. Olga Havnan from the Danila Dilba Indigenous Health Service.
It's deeply disturbing to see very young kids, and particularly the numbers of children who are also in the care and protection of the minister, ending up in Dondale.
The government is trying to get more children remanded out of detention into two new bail houses.
Yeah, so Jane, this is the kitchen and eating area for the young people.
It's up to officials like Ken Davies to convince the courts it's safe to use them, and he admits he's struggling to do that.
This isn't a soft touch. This is an option in terms of an alternative to detention. And if young people breach those conditions, they end up back in detention.
The Territory Families Department Chief Executive Ken Davies talking to Jane Barden in Darwin. And you can see more on this story in a half-hour special report tonight on the ABC News Channel at 9:15.